You're listening to All Law, an audio series brought to you by Lakshmikumaran and Sridharan, a leading Indian law firm. At the firm, we are proud to combine their knowledge of law with extensive experience in industry and technology in order to design practical legal solutions for our clients. This podcast series is a part of our knowledge sharing initiative where we will discuss notable judicial as well as regulatory developments and analyze the business implications of the law as it evolves in India. Today's podcast deals with the issue related to trademarks, that is, registration of similar or identical marks if the services or goods offered are distinct. This case, that is, Sparks Group Company Limited versus the Senior Examiner of Trademarks, provides a definitive interpretation and application of the law with respect to the precedence of prior use and market recognition of a trademark when objected on relative grounds of refusal under Section 11 of the Trademarks Act of 1999. Let's look at the facts and issues in this case. Sparks Group, who is the appellant in the case, is a well-known Japan-based investment advisory company which was registered in 1989 as Sparks Asset Management Company Limited in Tokyo, Japan. The appellant filed an application on 23rd February 2015 with the Indian Trademarks Registry for the registration of the trademark Sparks, S-P-A-R-X, which was a word mark and which is the impugned trademark in question, under Class 36 in respect of mutual funds, investment advisory, and asset and fund management services on a proposed to be used basis. The examiner of trademarks, who is the respondent in this case, issued an examination report dated 5th April 2016, whereby the impugned trademark was objected to on the relative grounds of refusal under Section 11 of the Act. The following so-called rival marks were cited in the report. First, Sparsh, which was a word mark, which is the cited mark of the first one. Sparex, which is the second cited mark. Sparsh, which is a logo mark and which is the third cited mark. And finally, Spark, which is the fourth cited mark. In its reply to the report on 23rd October 2016, the appellant stated that the cited marks, when compared to the impugned trademark as a whole, were structurally and phonetically different. Additionally, on 25th February 2019, the appellant filed additional documents to indicate that the cited marks number 2 and 3 had expired and had not been renewed. Subsequently, pursuant to a hearing on the 27th of February 2019 and two subsequent hearings thereafter, and the appellant's submission of a user affidavit and supporting documents indicating the use of the impugned trademark since 1989, the respondent, through an order dated 3rd October 2019, refused the registration of the impugned trademark. The respondent ruled that it was objectionable under Sections 11(1)(a) and 11(1)(b) but did not provide any detailed reason for the same, barring the following. First, that the material available on record was insufficient. Second, that the impugned trademark was identical or deceptively similar to the cited marks first and fourth. Third, that the impugned trademark was not entitled to the benefit of Section 12 of the Act as it was applied for on a proposed to be used basis. And finally, number four, though the impugned trademark had been applied to on a proposed to be used basis, the appellant had submitted documentation to substantiate the mark's international presence and repute since 1989. Despite submission of extensive documentation of the impugned trademark's international use, the trademark registry found the international goodwill to be insufficient and did not strengthen the appellant's case, where the respondent relied on the precedent in Toyota Jidosha Kabushiki Kaisa Prius Auto Industries Limited. Therefore, the appellant referred an appeal to the Intellectual Property Appellate Board under Section 19(1) of the Act against the impugned order dated October 3rd, 2019. Let's look at the decision and its analysis. The appellant submitted that it had been using the impugned trademark continuously and uninterruptedly since 1989 and was registered in various jurisdictions around the world, including Japan, Australia, European Union, Singapore, and the United States. The impugned trademark, that is, Sparks, had acquired distinctiveness and had come to be exclusively associated with the appellant and its services. The appellant's use of the impugned trademark was further substantiated by extensive documentation filed along with its user affidavit. Despite the submission of the trademark application on a proposed to be used basis, the IPAB found that the respondent erred by disregarding the appellant's significant prior rights over the mark, adoption and use since 1989 across the globe. Further, the IPAB noted that the respondent had incorrectly stated that the material available on record was insufficient and it failed to appropriately apply the first in the world market principle, which has been upheld by several courts in the country, including the Supreme Court of India in the case of Milman Ofto Industries versus Allergan Incorporated, and also disregarded the trans-border reputation associated with the mark owing to its prolific usage. In this regard, the IPAB also held that no other entity had used the distinctive trademark Sparks in relation to its services under Class 36. The question of honest and concurrent use under Section 12 of the Act did not arise as there was no identical mark registered or used by any other entity. The rival marks mentioned by the respondent were clearly distinguishable and disparate from the impugned trademark, and there was no likelihood of confusion or overlap of services. The respondent failed to take into account the dissimilar services of the rival marks. The Supreme Court in Nandini Deluxe versus Karnataka Cooperative Milk Producers Federation has held that registration of similar marks was permissible if the goods or services were disparate, even if they fell within the same class. Thus, the IPAB found the Section 11 objections to be inapplicable to the appellant. Lastly, the IPAB found that the respondent had incorrectly applied the law laid down in the Toyota Jidosha Kabushiki Kaisa versus Prius Auto Industries Limited case. In that case, the marks were identical, unlike in this present case. And further, the court had not implied disregarding the first in world market principle and the goodwill and reputation of a trademark. The grounds of objection and refusal of the appellant's trademark were found to be inapplicable, and the IPAB set aside the order passed by the respondent, allowed the appeal, and directed the appellant's mark to proceed to registration. So, what can be concluded from this case? This case reiterated the well-established principle of the precedence of prior use and goodwill of a trademark over prior registration, while also emphasizing that the Trademark Act, in select circumstances, does provide for the registration of similar or identical marks, as long as the services or goods being offered are distinct and do not confuse the consumers. The case rightly highlights the real purpose of a trademark, which is to uniquely identify and distinguish a brand's identity and to avoid consumer confusion. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this series. We would love to hear your feedback, comments, and questions about the episode. You can write to us at podcast@lakshmishree.com to know more. You can even suggest topics for future episodes that you would like to hear more about. Do check out our website, www.lakshmishree.com, which has been linked in the episode description below, to keep abreast with relevant legal updates. We hope you'll join us next week.